You are Locked On Steelers, your daily Pittsburgh Steelers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Steelers podcast. I'm your host, Chris Carter, bringing you your daily dose of all things on the Pittsburgh Steelers. It's Monday, February 1st, and kicking off the month of February, we have a huge trade to talk about in the NFL that set the tone of what quarterback prices are going to be moving forward. We're going to get into that and how that impacts the outlook on the Steelers and something that I've been telling you guys on this podcast for quite some time, but just a further reminder of what I've been saying. Then I want to delve into maybe looking at some guys later in the draft at the quarterback position, not guys that immediately come up and start right away, but maybe some guys that just are sitting back and they become your future backups. The Steelers still could use another camp arm to bring in next year, and who knows, maybe that person pushes Mason Rudolph, Dwayne Haskins, or whoever's in that backfield to play better. Then finally, there's now talk about J.J. Watt being out there as a person who might be coming to Pittsburgh. I'll address that and what my thoughts are on that for the third segment of the show. Let's get into it. Well, guys, this weekend got crazy. Now, I know last week I was trying to tell y'all about with all these quarterbacks being available, who could go where, you know, what could happen. And, you know, we talked about Deshaun Watson. We talked about Aaron Rodgers. You know, Matt Stafford's name came up. And just the names just kept going on down the door. But there was a huge trade where now Matt Stafford does have a new destination, as did Jared Goff, because the Rams traded Jared Goff 2 future first-round picks, a future third-round pick to the Lions, all for Matt Stafford. Now, granted, a part of this price was because the Rams were trying to get out of Jared Goff's contract and because it's ridiculous, and that's why you don't pay a quarterback before he truly proves you anything. But the bottom line here is that the Lions really just got a 26-year-old quarterback and 2 first-round picks and a third-round pick for Matt Stafford. That is a steep price to be paying. Now, maybe a first round or a third round comes off of that if you're not giving them Jared Goff. Maybe. But I'm sorry. That's the exact thing I've been telling y'all the Steelers have to avoid in this upcoming season. You look at the things that they need to build on. We're going to spend the next 3 months talking on this show about how they need a left tackle, how they need a center, how they need a running back, how they need another inside linebacker who can play next to Devin Bush, how maybe they need depth at cornerback, maybe they need depth at edge rusher, maybe they need depth at safety. Like, there's so many different things we could talk about that this team needs, and if you're trading away pieces like that, you're giving up your opportunity to build on those for whatever your future will be. And this is why I've been saying the whole time, just chill out about the trades. And I know it's not most of the listeners to the show, because most of y'all are still listening to me because you've known that I'm giving you the reality. I'm giving you the sense of, hey, this is where the measured Steelers fans can come in. Because how many times have you been sitting there and you've been thinking, like, I don't know if this take is real, if that's take real, because that's not your job. Your job is to do whatever your job is. And then you come to the Steelers for your passion. And when someone sells you a pipe dream, you're like, I don't know if this is real or not, because I don't live in this world all the time. And that's what I'm here for. And what I was trying to tell you the whole time, this idea of trading for a quarterback was not in the cards for the Steelers. Unless it was desperation time. Unless Ben Roethlisberger said, I'm out of here, deuces. I'm get me out of here. And then the Steelers thought, okay, well, we don't got nobody else. And Art Rooney II did address the situation and say that the Steelers, if they needed to start someone other than Ben Roethlisberger next year, that they would look outside the quarterback room to do so. But again, this was Matt Stafford. Now, I know some people are really hyped on Matt Stafford, but this dude doesn't step up in big games. At least he hasn't. And he's had opportunities too. Sure, he has a big arm. He's 32. He's got good years left on him. He looks like he got a good head on his shoulders. But the Lions still never won a playoff game with him. And yeah, he didn't have a whole lot of help, but he did have Megatron. And I'm sorry. The only way that Matt Stafford would come to the Steelers if I was GM was if I got him for nothing. And this obviously was the complete opposite of nothing. And that's where I'm at with the Steelers quarterback situation. Because Matt Stafford ain't Aaron Rodgers. Definitely Deshaun Watson. I mean, definitely ain't Aaron Rodgers either. But my point is that Matt Stafford was the least of them. And that guy got you. They had to give up 2 first-round picks and their quarterback and a 3rd-round pick to get him. Now, what do you think Deshaun Watson is going to cost? Well, we don't have to worry about that. Because Bob McClain, who's a longtime Houston reporter, he came out with saying that the Texans are looking for 2 firsts, 2 seconds, and 2 defensive starters. That's a high price. Now, granted, those 2 defensive starters don't have to be like superstars. Like, it wouldn't be like, give me Micah Fitzpatrick and T.J. Watt, and then 2 firsts and 2 seconds, and then we're out of here. They'd probably be closer to like, give me Terrell Edmonds and maybe, Steven Nelson or Stephon Tuitt or something like that. But still, is that what you're trying to give up to get Deshaun Watson? Now, granted, I agree that Deshaun Watson is a bad man. I've been a big supporter of his for quite some time, and I think that he's headed in a very good direction as long as he can pick the right team. But that does not mean that you sell the farm for him. You know, the phrase that everyone will always refer to it in football is the Herschel Walker trade. Because back in the day, the Cowboys had Herschel Walker. The Vikings traded a fortune of draft picks and players to the Cowboys to get Herschel Walker. And they got Herschel Walker, but the Cowboys got the ammunition to get the players to help build their 90s dynasty. That's what the Steelers have to avoid doing in any of these situations. Don't mortgage off the entire future that you've been building for just for one guy. And it's obvious they won't do that. They know the plan. They're sticking to it. And that's a good thing. But that's why I'm telling y'all, chill on the quarterback talk. I don't think it's happening. No time soon. If you want to see a new face at quarterback, well, get ready for training camp. That's probably what's going to happen. But I digress. We're going to talk about some of the younger quarterbacks in this next segment. Before we do, I do have to acknowledge the wife of Mr. Dan Rooney, Patricia Rooney, passed away at the age of 88 this weekend. She was the mother to Art Rooney II and a truly beloved person among the franchise. It was truly sad to hear the passing. There was a lot of players who posted how she touched their lives. If you want to get a sense of who she was, there's a beautiful piece about it on Steelers.com. Dale Lally wrote about it for DKPittsburghSports.com. And there's plenty of Steelers who have posted about their appreciation of her and what she meant to them. So do check that out if you get the chance. But now we're going to throw to a break. When we come back, I want to talk to you guys about some of the quarterbacks that I do think the Steelers could go after this year. And they're not immediate starters, but they're guys who could have an upside. Who am I talking about? Find out after this. But first, a word from our friends at TurboTax.com. You're unique, and so are your taxes. TurboTax Live has experienced tax experts who listen to you, learn about your unique tax situations, and answer your questions. And on top of all of that, they can do your taxes from start to finish. Maybe you started investing and want some reassurance from an expert that you're doing things right. Maybe you're now self-employed and need some expert advice on what qualifies as a home office deduction. Maybe you'd rather have an expert file your taxes for you so you can focus on what matters most. No matter what your situation is, TurboTax Live experts can answer your questions, give tax advice, and review your tax return before you file, or even do it all for you. TurboTax Live gives you confidence that your uniquely you taxes are done right. Intuit TurboTax Live. File with the help of an expert, or let an expert file for you. Back here on the Locked On Steelers podcast, I'm your host, Chris Carter. It's the Monday show. Let's dive into some quarterback talk here, because the Senior Bowl happened this past weekend. Now, I do want to reserve the majority of our Senior Bowl talk for doing it with tomorrow with Tony Tuesday. As you know, Tony Cifrino, our guy, comes in. He did some watching of the Senior Bowl. I want us to go over some of the players that stuck out to us. Also, I got to admit, at this point, the most time I spend studying in the Senior Bowl were Pitt's players, because I cover the University of Pittsburgh for DKPittsburghSports.com. Pitt had a heck of a day. If you're looking for edge rushers, or a depth safety or a depth center, I think Pitt is a guy, is a team that you could look at. Patrick Jones and Rashad Weaver are both some bad dudes as edge rushers. DeMar Hamlin had an interception. Patrick Jones had a sack. DeMar Hamlin's a safety. He had an interception. He's a guy who can play deep safety, you know, strong safety, you know, slot cornerback. He can line up all over the field. Really smart dude. Covered him all this year. He's also a good team leader. And Rashad Weaver's just a complete bully. He's an edge defender that can line up inside and give you problems. He was doing that against Alabama offensive linemen, including Deontay Brown. But again, I digress. All that stuff happened. But also, Jimmy Morrissey's the center for Pitt. He had himself a pretty good day. But I wanted to talk to you guys about the quarterback position. Now, there are, if you've listened to me at all over the past month or so with people asking me draft questions, I have certain opinions about quarterbacks already. Now, there's certain opinions I still got to form. I still don't know where I sit on Trey Lance and how far anyone should trade up to get him, because he didn't play this year, and I'd want to see more from him. But the realistic quarterbacks that the Steelers can get after in this draft are later. They're not getting Trevor Lawrence. He's first overall. They're not getting Justin Fields. He's probably in the top five. They're not getting Zach Wilson. He may be top five, definitely top 10. The guy that everyone's going to look at and say, well, what about Trey Lance? North Dakota State, same school as Carson Wentz. Though nowadays that might not be as good of a thing. But y'all got to realize, Trey Lance being the fourth option at quarterback on this board, he'll be gone before 12. No. I'll say he'll gone before 15, maybe before 12. His value is going to be, well, valued. The Steelers have to trade up to get him, and to trade up, you're, again, giving away assets that you need to build for the future. But, you know, that's that. Now, the guys that I've heard a lot of people ask me about in the Locked On Steelers Facebook group, on Twitter, everything else. Also, if you're not in the Locked On Steelers Facebook, what are you doing with your life? Get in there. All you got to do is go to Facebook, search Locked On Steelers, ask to join the group. I'll add you as soon as possible, and then you'll join over 1,100 other Steelers fans to talk about the Steelers with, to debate with, to learn from, to teach maybe something that you know. All those type of things can happen. So again, join the Locked On Steelers Facebook group. But I've been asked a lot about Mac Jones and Kyle Trask, two SEC quarterbacks. Let me tell you something, I don't trust too many SEC quarterbacks. I take that back. I trust some SEC quarterbacks. But Mac Jones and Kyle Trask ain't them. I'm sorry, Mac Jones played in front of behind an extremely impressive group. But when I see him, I do not see a superstar quarterback. I see a guy who could be a decent backup. But I also see a guy that's probably going to get drafted in the second or third round. And they do not need to spend a second or third round pick on a decent backup with the potential of getting better. No, that's where you need to go. Be looking at the offensive line and seeing who's popping open there. Same thing goes for Kyle Trask. I didn't like Florida when they were hot early. I still don't like them now. I'm not a believer in Kyle Trask. Though there was a guy in the Senior Bowl that really stood out to me, and that was Kellen Mond from Texas A&M. And Mond, I've had my eye on for a while. Now, granted, Mond misses some throws here and there, and that's definitely a concern. But I see with him the combined athleticism, big arm talent, and occasional accuracy with the understanding of when to step up at certain moments. he possesses those tools to be a backup quarterback. And I don't see Kellen Mond going anywhere until maybe the late fourth round. At best, the fifth round. And that would be my sweet spot. Fifth round and beyond. First four rounds need to be all about addressing the team right now. Whether it's starters or depth right now, they need to be on it. So I look at this as a chance for the Steelers to look at some guys that wouldn't get drafted high at quarterback and just see what happens. Another guy that caught my eye who wouldn't cost them too much of a draft pick, Jamie Newman out of Georgia. Big arm, needs to learn to process the field better, but big arm, and that is a big deal. I would not go after Ian Book. I've seen Notre Dame play. Trust me, I don't want that. That's going to be just toss-up city. I've seen some people ask me about Sam Ehlinger from Texas. I mean, Sam's a guy that would be even further in the fifth. Like, he'd be like a sixth or seventh round pickup that you'd hope that could develop a little bit more in the offseason, but I'm going against those guys. If I'm getting a late round guy, it's Jamie Newman, Kellen Mond. I mean, I guess I could go with Sam Ehlinger if it's later in the rounds. But I look at this and it's just a reminder, Steelers fans, it is slim pickings at quarterback right now. Granted, there are people talking about getting rid of quarterbacks all over the league because of, you know, whatever disagreements and stuff like that. I get that there's going to be a lot of moves this year. The Steelers don't got the juice to do that without setting their own house on fire. So my thing is they shouldn't try to make a big move to get a quarterback right now. They should keep building the team as it is, get some offensive linemen, get some running backs, and then come back next year fully locked and loaded. And if you have a quarterback on the bench watching and learning, who knows? Maybe that helps them in the future. But that's got to be something that they're looking at and paying attention to. Because I guarantee you, if they go into next season and all they got is Ben and Rudolph, they're going to be wishing that they at least brought in an athletic guy with a big arm or has mobility, and all those are things that I've seen Kellen Mond do. So keep track of things with that. I'll help you out. I'm sure we'll be talking about the senior more a lot more this week. But we've got to throw it to a break. When we come back, there's another player that people want to come to Pittsburgh. I'll address who that is and my thoughts on it after this. But first, we have a message from our friends at Built Bar. Built Bar is the protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Built Bar is great for the health-conscious person and helps someone lose or maintain weight while indulging in a delicious treat during the day. Built Bars are low-calorie, low-sugar, but high protein and high fiber, and they're great for a keto diet. Instead of when you're tired and hungry at work and you need a boost to get through the day, instead of going to the vending machine and getting those cupcakes, or those Pop-Tarts, or those potato chips, get something healthy like a Built Bar. It'll fill you up, taste great, and get you through the rest of your day with the energy that you need. And Built Bar comes in 18 amazing different flavors. Six of those new flavors are caramel brownie, cookies and cream, cherry barcia, lemon almond cheesecake, carrot cake, and apple almond crisp. You can get all those flavors by going to their website right now at BuiltBar.com. Go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On, and you'll get $10 off your next order. Use promo code LOCKEDON, LOCKEDON, for $10 off your next order at BuiltBar.com. Here on the Locked On Sports Network, there's one place we trust to place our bets online, and that's BetOnline.ag. Sign up today for a free account, and you can get a 50% bonus to your welcome deposit by simply adding the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On, all capital letters, all one word, when you sign up with your free account. Doing so, you could use that money to double up real fast, especially with the Super Bowl approaching. You don't have to just bet bet on who's going to win the game. You could bet how many points are going to get scored in the game. Who's going to score the first touchdown? Who's going to score the last touchdown? Who might get an interception? All those kind of odds are right online at betonline.ag. Get off the sideline. Get in on the action. Go to betonline.ag today. And don't forget, when you sign up for your free account, use the promo code LOCKEDON. That's LOCKEDON, Locked On. All capital letters, all one word, to sign up for your free account and then get a 50% bonus to your welcome deposit. BetOnline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. Welcome back to the Locked On Steelers. I'm your host, Chris Carter. So let's talk about the elephant in the room, because there's been a lot of clamor over quarterbacks coming to the Steelers, but there's been no more clamor than for this one individual, because Steelers fans feel like he may be able to pull this off because his brother's on the team. That's right. I'm talking about J.J. Watt. Now, J.J. Watt is reportedly to want out of the Houston Texans. His situation there has soured. Of course, they got a new coach coming in there. He didn't like how the last season went. He hasn't liked the last few seasons went. He's ticked off, but he wants to win for somebody that can help them win now. That he can help them win now. And so a lot of Steelers fans are just getting bright-eyed and saying, "Oh my gosh, it's J.J. Watt. Is this the guy, J.J. Watt?" Well, let's look at how realistic that is. J.J. Watt, y'all have to remember, he's been extremely successful. There's no doubt. When you look at how it seems like he's been endorsed a lot. I mean, he's been the face of the league for quite some time. And he was the face of the franchise for the Texans. I mean, he might still be the face of the franchise for the Texans, even if he leaves this year. But J.J. Watt has also made his money. As a defensive player, he has made over $100 million as of last year. And again, that's just pay payments. That's just team payments. That's not including endorsements and all the other crazy things that come with it. But 2021 is his last year on his current contract. And all of it, or I should say none of it, is guaranteed. And that's where I see fans looking at it and saying, this could happen. And I'm like, guys, calm down. Would it be awesome if it did? Yep, sure. Does it make sense if everyone could make this all work? Mm-hmm. I mean, all three Watt players playing together, it'd be the storyline every game. Every game. That would be too much. Well, I mean, for most Steelers fans, it wouldn't be too much. But my point is here is that you look at J.J. Watt. His incentives for coming to Pittsburgh will be A, to play with his brothers, and B, to compete. I guess I'd say flip those around. A, to compete. B, to play with his brothers. And yeah, sure, that would be great. That'd be an awesome story, and that'd be amazing. But money's still going to be an issue. Now, if it's not, if T.J. Watt recruits J.J. Watt over for nothing, okay, fine. I just highly doubt that it's going to happen. And I'm trying to help Steelers fans prepare for that reality. The truth is that there's going to be a lot of money out there for someone to earn, namely J.J. Watt. And this is his last real chance to get a major contract like that. However, I will say this, J.J.'s made a ton of money in his career. Across 10 seasons, he's made $100 million and $766,000 in just money that he, you know, career earnings from the NFL. That's a lot of money. But My looking at this and saying this is that if you're a Steelers fan saying, well, he's already made $100 million, he's just get in for free. he should sign a vet minimum contract. That's not really how this works. But who knows? Maybe there's serious interest there, and there can be some agreement on both sides. But if J.J. Watt is brought to the Steelers, it has to be on a cheap contract. We'd have to see the Steelers make some moves to make space for him. And that's where I think the problem comes in here. Because again, you're excited to see Alex Highsmith. I think the answer might be to draft another edge rusher that could back up Highsmith next year. And when I say draft, I don't mean in the sixth and seventh round. But that's where I'm at. I'm a big fan of J.J. Watt and how he plays. I think he's earned his name Captain America. I think he's a bad dude. But I also think you put him in a much better scheme, he'll eat you alive. So who knows? Maybe the Steelers will get him. Maybe they won't. I'll be keeping track with everything here on the Locked On Steelers podcast. Tomorrow, we've got Tony Cirino for a Tony Tuesday coming on the show. Lots of excitement there. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us. We're on Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, anywhere podcasts are hosted. If you're really enjoying us, leave us a 5-star review with a positive comment on it. Doing so gets you a shout-out at the end of the show. Thanks so much for everyone who's been listening to the show and supporting the show. Again, join the Locked On Steelers Facebook group by searching Locked On Steelers. Ask to join the group. You can talk to myself and every other guest that's on this show in that group. You can also follow me on Twitter and Instagram as @CarterCritiques. Hit me with your questions or your posts or whatever, and I'll deal with them there. Happy Monday, everybody.